What's up, sisters and friends? Happy Monday, everybody. I hope your week is going good. But y'all, it is just getting started and it is about to start off on the best note because I have someone here today and I cannot wait for you to hear her story and his story. You'll hear about that in a second. Ba-bum-choo. All the things because God is just so good and just been so evident in her life. And I just want to say, y'all, she's young. Are you 22?
22, yeah.
Okay, she's 22, but when she started this whole journey of just really following this calling on her life, she was only 16. So we're going to hear all about that. But I just want y'all to know that because some of you are listening and you're 22, you're 16, you're young. And like, it does not matter what age you are. God can move in mighty ways through your life and he can do it right now if you're willing to say yes. So I can't wait for y'all to hear her story. This is Anna Miriam Brown. She is the writer of the musical His Story that's coming out in May in Dallas that we definitely want you to get tickets to and go to. But we're going to jump into her story because it's just incredibly inspiring and encouraging. So first of all, thank you for being on the podcast.
Thank you for having me.
I'm so excited. She walked in here and she was like, whoa, this is the real deal because there's like lights and cameras. I was like, it seems intimidating, but it's really the most casual conversation. And I just can't wait, one, for me to get to hear your story from you because I've only seen it online, heard my mom talk about it, but I haven't really heard it from you. So give us a little backstory of just your life, how you grew up and all the things.
Yeah. So I grew up in Indiana and my family has always been passionate lovers of Jesus, like really, really on fire. So I always saw that in my parents. And for me, that was always like the proof that God was real because it was so real to them that I was like, one day I'm going to get it and I'm going to be like that. And and I'm going to know God in that way. So I always had a passion to find Jesus.
Yeah.
And I wasn't exactly, you know, I wasn't exactly sure how to, but I saw that and I kind of would just always pray and I felt the Holy Spirit just pulling me on as I grew up. And when I was 12, we moved to the mission field. We moved to Europe and kind of went around there and I saw God do incredible things and just miracles and healings and providing for us in miraculous ways. And when I was 16, that was when I really, really like just laid my life down.
Wow.
And I felt like God came to me and God wanted to be in a relationship with me. And when I found Jesus, that was it for me. I was just like, I was in love and I didn't know too much and I didn't know all the right things, but I just knew that I loved Jesus.
Wow.
And
what did
I wanted
that look like from going from like your parents' faith to your own faith? Do you remember just kind of what was it that made you go like, oh, this is real for me?
Yeah. Well, like I said, I knew I wanted it.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, it was actually God reaching out to me. I remember growing up, I actually struggled with a lot of just like mental confusion, like depression and random anxiety attacks and things like that. And there was just this one time I was on a mission trip in Peru and it was crazy. I would go on mission trips even though I wasn't exactly secure in my faith, but I went on this mission trip to Peru and this one morning I walked out on the balcony and I just felt so much like darkness and confusion and I just prayed and I was just like, God, help me. And I had my journal out and I just I don't even know how this happened, but I just wrote something and I wasn't even really aware of what I wrote, but I looked down and read and it said, "You didn't lose me, I'm right here." And I just felt like the peace of God just come over me and like a powerful, powerful way.
Wow.
And kind of that was the point where I just took it and I was like, I'm going to seek God and he's going to be my Lord. And
That's powerful.
Yeah.
So you didn't mention how many siblings you have, which I think is pretty significant.
Oh, yeah. I have 14 siblings. So there's 15 kids in my family, 10 biological kids and 5 adopted from Ukraine, which we're missionaries there for a while.
So. Wow. So where do you fit into the picture of age-wise?
I am the oldest girl and I have one older brother. So
okay,
second oldest.
So you're
I love it.
Out there at the top. Okay. So when y'all moved to be missionaries, I mean, you're taking the whole family. Y'all are all on the road, and then at 16, you have this radical life moment. But backing up a little bit, because I know at age 9, did you always know you were dyslexic? Or was it nine that your parents realized it?
It was before nine. I just didn't care. Mom was trying to get me to read, and I was like, I'm just going to draw, Mom. I'm just going to make up recipes. I don't care. Just leave me alone.
So creative.
Yeah, I always was like that. But when I was nine, I think is when, or maybe it's a little before, she figured it out. And so she was trying to help me through it and stuff. But when I was nine is when she really got a feeling from the Lord that I was supposed to be a writer, or I was supposed to have, just authority when it came to words. And so she just really prayed that God would help her know how to help me through my dyslexia. And she kind of got just this like download of this, these patterns, or I don't even know really how to explain it, but she created this curriculum. And not even kidding, like I started doing it in 2 months, like all the reading confusion was just gone. And I started to read, and it's crazy. I would never imagine myself to be a writer or anything like that before. I just wanted nothing to do with it.
And your mom actually sells that curriculum so other people can do it, which I think
Dyslexia games.
Okay, that's actually really good to know, because so many people are dyslexic, and I've opened up about being dyslexic,
and I've had
a lot of people respond to my message because I'm the same way. I would have never thought I would be a writer because I never like finished a book in school. Like my brother was like always at the top of the AR list, to the point that in our library at school, he had his name on the wall because he was such a good reader. I could not get those 20 points if I tried, because I just could not. I mean, I would pray. I mean, this is terrible. I would sit in front of the computer in my AR test and pray, Lord, I know I didn't read the book, but just guide my finger to the right answer. Like, I would just pray
that
the Lord would lead me. And so never would have thought I would write books and I would speak and I would do all these things, because that would be really what my weakness would be. But it's so true that his strength is made perfect in our weakness.
Yeah.
And so I just think it's amazing that is a part of your story, because it makes what happens later even that much cooler. Mm-hmm. So you start reading at nine, and then was it 12 that you started to begin to write, or how old were you?
It was 12 when I first made my first kind of song, which was I didn't know this at the time, but it was the song Grenade, just with different words. I was like, where did I get this awesome melody?
Awesome.
And it's just Bruno Mars.
Hey, you got to start somewhere. Bruno is a great place to take inspo from to start. I love that so much. Bruno Mars is my favorite.
So
I'm glad that's where the inspo came from. So when you were at the time where you started to write his story, the musical, I don't even like know how you begin to do something like that.
Y'all, we all grew up at camp around here. We are camp kids. We love camp, love a good camp game, camp song. All of it is so fun. Summers at camp are definitely awesome. And my kids are too young for camp, so I got to have some other things to entertain them. And KiwiCo is a great way to bring camp right to your door. Some of the fun of camp, at least. KiwiCo delivers some seriously fun learning games for kids of all ages through hands-on projects and activities. Every month, kids receive crates packed with projects and items to help them explore science, technology, and art in ways that will capture their attention no matter what their age. So I mentioned our love for camp. My mom actually was the craft director at camp all my life. And so she was always doing new crafts and teaching us crafts and led all the kids in that. And so it really is fun to get to do some crafts with the kids at home, especially with KiwiCo, because they always have an educational element to them for no matter what age your kids are. So even Honey, the little crafts that KiwiCo has sent are great because it's teaching her things that I might not necessarily think to teach her at this age, but through a fun way, it helps her. KiwiCo will help you engage your child's natural curiosity and encourage them to be an innovator and creative thinker. They'll learn new skills and new connections and build the confidence that they need to navigate through the world. We have loved watching Honey and Haven grow and learn, and thankfully, KiwiCo has made it so much fun along the journey. So redefine learning with play, explore projects that build confidence and problem-solving skills with KiwiCo. Get 50% off your first month on any crate line at KiwiCo.com with the promo code Sadie Robb. That's 50% off your first month at KiwiCo, KiwiCo.com with the promo code Sadie Robb. Y'all know I love a good story. I love hearing about a story, listening to a story, and there are so many unforgettable stories and characters out there, and Audible is here to help you discover all of them. Audible is the home of storytelling and lets you enjoy all of your audio entertainment in one simple, convenient app. They offer an amazing selection of audiobooks from every genre, like bestsellers, new releases, memoirs, mysteries, business, and more. There's always something new to discover along with your old favorites. If you're a thrill seeker, Audible is the place for you. Their selection of mystery and thriller titles, plus highly anticipated new releases, will keep your heart racing month after month. And Audible's next listen recommendation means that there's always something that you'll love at your fingertips. Audible members get full access to a growing selection of included audiobooks, Audible originals, and even podcasts. You can download or stream them wherever you would like and whenever you would like. Plus, members can pick one title every month from the entire catalog to keep. With thousands of titles, you'll definitely find something you love all in one convenient app so that you can listen anywhere, anytime. So if you're into the whole crime mystery thing, my sister actually just told me about a title called The Last Thing He Told Me by Laura Dave. And I gotta be honest, I'm not really into these kind of things because I get too scared too easily. And she was like, no, it will not scare you. You will love it. You'll be so into it. So I guess that's gonna be my next listen. So new members can try Audible now for free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/woe or text woe, W-H-O-A to 500-500. That's audible, audible.com/woe or just text woe to 500-500 to try Audible for free for 30 days. Go check it out, friends.
So tell me, like, where did the inspiration come from?
Yeah.
How did that start? Did you like Broadway? Like, how did this even happen?
No. I thought Broadway kids were nerdy. I was
Oh my gosh.
I was like, I mean, I like Fiddler on the Roof and Seven Brides or Seven Brothers.
Yeah.
But, like, Broadway and theater, I'd never really seen much of it. I mean, we grew up in, like, Europe and Ukraine.
So you didn't grow up, like, in theater?
No,
wow.
Not at all. I mean, maybe I was in, like, one little church thing. I was, like, a Christmas tree or something.
Wow.
But I was never had an interest for it. Nothing. But anyway, it started when I was – it was the same year I had – really, really fallen in love with Jesus. And I was just like, oh, Jesus, I just want to be part of whatever, like, whatever your dream is for this generation. Like, just, like, make me your right-hand man. Like,
wow.
I just want to come with you. I want to be on your team. And so I was just praying that. And I read this little book that I just found at this random place in this, like, conference thing in Austria. And it said something about how, like, the Holy Spirit is moving through every generation. And there are certain people that the Lord picks, people who make themselves willing to really show Jesus in that generation. And I was like, use me. And I was like, I didn't know really if I had any talent writing anything in that at that time. But I was just like, I just want to be with you with whatever you're doing for my generation. I want to help you. And I just
want to stop there because that's so huge. And
yeah.
I think that a lot of people think that they have to, like, know what they're going to do, know the direction that they're going to go in life. But you really don't have to know that.
Oh, no.
You just have to say yes to God and
yes.
say, like, God, I'm willing. I remember a prayer I prayed whenever I was probably 18, was, here I am, God, with no limits, no distractions, send me. It was like this, and I really meant it. Like, God, here I am. I am not putting a limit to what you're going to do. I'm not going to be distracted from your plan over my life. Send me, use me, like, call me. And that desperation for God, like, God wants to partner with you.
Yeah.
God wants to send you. God wants, because he's your creator. He's your God. He's your Father. He has the plans for your life.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you pray those prayers, it's not like those are ones that God's not listening to.
Mm-hmm.
God's like, all right, let's go if you're willing.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just love that, because I think that that can speak to a lot of people who are listening, that you don't have to know the direction God's going to take you.
Yeah.
You just have to know that you're going with God.
Oh, yeah.
And I love how you didn't even really know what that was going to look like, but you just said, God, if you're going to call somebody in my generation, let it be me.
Yeah.
If you're going to do something this generation, let me be a part of it. And
exactly.
I think that that's something that literally every single person can pray and should pray.
Oh, yeah.
And so just to pause right there, I love that. So from that point on, what begins to happen?
Yes. So after I kind of said that prayer, I just kind of, my family was living in Ukraine, and I just kind of we have this friend named Dr. Scott, and a long time ago, he's like a family friend. He does missions in Africa, and a long time ago, he invited me, and it was like, when you're older, come to Africa with me. So I was just like, well, I'll message Dr. Scott. So I was like, hey, are you doing any mission trips to Africa? And he's like, yeah, I'm going in January. So I'm like, I want to come. So I just got on a plane and went to Africa and to Kenya. And while I was there, I met this girl named Courtney. And she was like, Anna, you gotta listen, you gotta hear Hamilton. It wasn't even a Christian mission trip. Yeah. It was a medical mission trip.
Wow.
But she was a Christian. She's like, you gotta hear Hamilton. And she showed it to me. I was like, oh my gosh, this theater stuff, whatever.
It's so
but then
funny.
There was this one time I was just like super dehydrated. So we had to kind of get into this trailer thing. And me and her were just like sitting and relaxing. And so we just listened to the whole thing in Hamilton, And I was just like weeping.
Wow.
From hearing this story through the music, and I was so touched, and it just like moved me so deeply, and I was so like, I'd never been that moved by something like that, you know, something in the arts like that. And I went home after that trip and I showed my sister Rachel, who's kind of been my partner in crime in this whole thing.
Yeah.
And we literally like, we listened to Hamilton probably like 100 times. We would just sit in our room and draw and eat Syrniki and listen to Hamilton like over and over. Wow. And I think God used that to just kind of teach my brain the patterns of writing musicals and stuff like that. And so then there was just a point where I don't remember exactly when it happened, but where God spoke to my heart and was like, somebody needs to do this with the Bible.
Mm.
And I was like, yes, that'd be so awesome. And like, I was like, you need to do this with the Bible.
Gosh.
And I was like, oh God, have you heard my songs? I was like, my songs are so embarrassing.
Wow.
Like I'd always do the same melody. I was just, I didn't know chords on the piano. I just kind of make stuff up with just singing.
Wow.
But I felt God telling me to do it like strongly.
Wow.
And I was like, oh my gosh, this is so embarrassing, but I'm gonna try. So I just, I stayed back from this hike one day when my family's going hiking, and I'm like, I'm not gonna go, I'm gonna stay here and write my first song.
Wow.
So I just started writing the rap for What's the Word, which is the first song.
I love that one.
Thank you
it's
so, much.
So good.
Hey, it's all God. And it just like came out. And I was like, okay, Holy Spirit.
Oh my gosh. Did you, like, when you did it, did you know it was good immediately? Like, were you like, this is from you, Lord?
I'm gonna be honest. I knew because I knew what my songs were before.
That's good. Yeah.
I knew what my songs were without the power of God.
Yeah.
So when sometimes I would write like lyrics or melodies or things and I would be like, this is not my talent.
Yeah.
This is not my level. Like I'm not good.
Wow.
You know, but God actually just like infused me just with his guidance and his power. And
wow. I love that so much. I love that you didn't even know the chords. You didn't know music because that just that's just like shows how much it was the Lord. And I tell people that too, because I think there is a beauty to being confident in what God's doing in your life. It's not prideful to say, no, I knew it was good. It's actually humble to say, I know I couldn't do that.
Yeah.
That was you, Lord, and I'm confident in what you did. Because, I mean, I could say the same thing. Whenever I used to speak, like, just because my family had a TV show, I get asked to speak places, I was so terrible. Like, so, so, so terrible. Literally, I've told this story before. My fans, followers, people who listen to this podcast, friends of mine know this story. But I will tell you, they legitimately asked for their money back the first time I spoke. It was that bad. I was so awkward and so nervous and hated it. And I told my mom, I'm never speaking again like that. Don't ever like make me do that again. I'm gonna write a book so I can hide behind pages and like just, and even writing a book, I didn't even know if I could do that. But I asked for a ghostwriter so that I could say what I wanted to say and they could help me type it, which is what led me to doing what I'm doing. But the first time I spoke, after encountering the Lord fully, after letting the Holy Spirit speak through me, I watched it and I go, that was really powerful. And I know that's not in my doing because the people asked for their money back 2 years ago. And I'm sitting here watching a video go viral and people's lives changing. That's not me.
Yeah.
That's what the Holy Spirit did through me.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it is really cool that you can say, I'm writing this song. My first song's Grenade with new words. And here I am writing an entire rap for a musical about the Bible. And I love how you said, someone should do that. And then you're like, oh, the someone's me. And I think that that's how a lot of people live, and that someone should do that. Yeah. Not realizing that that's what God's calling you to do.
That is so good.
If you have a burden for that, if you feel the call for that, notice if no one else around you has that, that's probably because God has it for you. And you might say, well, I don't have the funds for it. I don't have the talent for it. I don't have the creativity for it. I don't have the team for it. But God will figure all that out. Because when you started writing a musical, let's be real. To get to the point of a musical happening from the point that you write a first song is a huge process.
I mean,
you have to have a team. You have to have actors. You have to have directors. You have to have like all this kind of stuff. And here you are. Were you in the Ukraine at the time?
Yeah.
In the Ukraine, writing a first song while your family's on a hike. So talk to me about how you go from writing a first song to continuing to writing the rest of the songs to then getting to the point where you're like, how do I do something with this?
Mm-hmm. Well, so... Oh my goodness. There's so much to it. It's been years. But I'd written the first song, and then I just started writing a couple more. And then my sister Esther heard me playing one of them, and she humiliated me by going to my parents and saying, Hannah's writing a musical. And I was like, no, tell anyone.
Oh my gosh.
And so, but I still kept it. I didn't show anyone anything. I was, a lot like how you were saying, just kind of shy in that way. I got super nervous, super awkward about stuff like that. So I was on another mission trip, and I felt like God spoke to me to buy a little kid piano. So I bought this little kid keyboard and I brought it with me to Peru. And I just kind of like whenever I'd have free times between little outreaches and things, I would just kind of just freestyle and work on the songs. And I posted this video of me singing Hey, It's Me on Facebook.
Which
and
is that the Mary
song? Yeah, it's
the
Hey, It's Me,
and
it's
do
Mary.
You sing that?
Yeah,
it's so
I do in the
good.
Album, yeah.
Okay, because I listen on YouTube, and one of my friends who had studied about the musical was like, I think that is Anna. And I was like, that's Anna? Your voice is like angelic. It was
so good.
Thank you
so much. Thank you. That is so sweet. Yeah, so I posted that. And then when I got back from the trip and my parents picked me up from the airport, they're like, we heard your song. And they're like, it's actually really good, and we're going to help you try to get it as far as it can go and however God wants to use it. And I was, like, pretty nervous because I'd only written, like, half the songs at that point.
Yeah.
And I'm like, now there's pressure. And like,
yeah,
I have to write another 15
yeah.
good songs. Like, but just in that car ride, my mom was like, and we should call it His Story. Because it's, like, his story. And I was like, all right, cute. We'll call it that.
I love it. I love it.
But then I got home to Ukraine, and God just continued to be faithful.
Wow.
Even though I was nervous and like there was more eyes on it,
wow.
God continued to be faithful. And what's really interesting is once I finished the songs and it was time to kind of make demos, we were like, we had this tiny little church there in Ukraine, and we're like, all right, I guess we can like get some of the worship leaders and like try to get some characters. We weren't sure. But then this family, they were named the Boers. They showed up in our tiny little town of Mukachevo in Ukraine. American family, all singers.
Wow.
The dad is just incredible pianist, like producer, all this
wow.
stuff. And it was just honestly just God. And so we connected with their family, and they helped us record the first demos for the musical.
Wow.
And their son sang on it and all that. And so then I don't remember our producer, which is Paul Zarecki, incredible. He's from Poland, and we found him just by listening to random things on Spotify and just message, and then we met up with him, and just he produced all the songs, just gorgeous, gorgeous music, and then we were like, oh yeah, and then me and Rachel, who have been working together, found all the singers just random, like on YouTube, Instagram hashtags, like all of that.
Wow.
We all met up in LA.
And you just DM them?
Yeah.
You're just
like,
hey.
Trying to act all professional, like, hey, would you like to audition for
and
this
just
musical?
So we know, like at this point, do you have a big following? Okay. Because I just think that this is so cool because again, people will say, well, I have this idea, but I don't have a following. I have this idea, but I don't have a team. I just love that, like, you don't need to wait till you get the following. Don't wait till you get to, don't wait for you to do the platform. Like,
not
start where
at
you're at.
Because
while you're working, like, while you're always, like, you know, God is always working in the waiting, but you need to be working in the waiting too. Like, while you're waiting on it to come, you're working towards it. And as you're working, God's sending the people. This family shows up randomly. Holy Spirit, like, sends his family. They show up.
Yeah.
They start working with you. Here's the producer. Y'all DM these people. They miraculously respond to your DM.
Like,
and then you set a meeting in LA?
Yeah. Dang. And they all flew down to LA. But it's so true what you're saying. Like, if something is on God's heart and you're willing to be part of whatever it is, like, nothing can stop his plan.
Yeah.
And you don't have to be worried about all the little details. You tell God, I'm 100% in, and you go for it, and he lays out the path in front of you if
that's
it's
true.
Something that's on his heart, and it's awesome.
It's true. So you get to the meeting in LA, and what happens?
So we record all the singers, and it's just stunning. It's just,
Was that so,
good.
So surreal for you?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's crazy how everything fell into place, but it was just, it was never even my dream is the crazy part.
Like, that's crazy.
It's a new dream God gave me. So
wow.
Just looking around at everything, it was wild to see that God had shared that with me. And me and my sister, we're just constantly
amazed.
How old
is your sister?
She is 19 now.
Okay, so y'all are 19 and 22 doing this.
Yep.
Because I just needed to say that one more time.
Yeah, yeah.
Because
so when this started, she was way
amazing.
Younger.
Hey, don't let anyone look down on you because you're young, but set an example. I love it so much. So, okay, now where's the musical at? Where are y'all in the process? I know it's about to come out in May. What does that even look like for you? Like, is that just insane?
It's absolutely insane.
Wow.
It's actually insane. God really, really led us. And we just kind of planned after the LA thing to just make an audio musical and put it out on Spotify. And we're just going to be done with it. I was going to move on with my life and just go do missions or something.
Wow.
And God was like, nope, we're going to go a little farther with this.
Wow.
And we met Ken Kalei, which is Colby Kalei's dad and producer in Hawaii. He randomly came to this music thing and he got us connected to people in California, and then that eventually led us to Bruce Lazarus, our producer.
Wow.
And then this whole team started coming together of just like real professionals in New York, like Jeff Calhoun, who produced Newsies.
Okay, so is that where my parents got involved? Do you know how my mom got involved?
Yeah, so Jeff Calhoun did the Duck Dynasty
musical.
Yeah,
wow.
which is insane. And then once we kind of started, the musical started getting on its feet, like Jeff was like, you know who I should call? Like,
who I like this? That's crazy.
Which
my parents loved it and they told us about it, which is how we found out about
That's
it.
So sweet.
And man, we just couldn't be in more support of what y'all are doing. You have incredibly, like, what's really cool too, when you say Jeff Calhoun, like, he was the producer of Newsies, is that right? Or director of Newsies. So it's like, these are big time people.
Yeah.
This is not just like,
insane.
I mean, yes, you had a scrappy start of DMing random people, but like now you're like legitimately with the right people. So this musical isn't just going to be like a play at a church. Musical is like a full-on Broadway production, like musical, which I just want people to understand, like, this is not some small thing. Like, God took this from, like, a 16-year-old writing a song to then writing all these songs to then this connection, that connection, to now it literally being a full-on,
like
legitimate
thing. Legit production with a Broadway team.
Wow.
Like, it's mind-blowing.
A Broadway team. And you lived in the Ukraine. So, do you live in the States now?
Yeah.
We live in
Indiana
in the States
again.
Now. Because now, I mean, it's about to happen. So, what does this look like for people who are wanting, who would want to come to see the musical? Tell them a little bit of information about how this is about to go down.
Yes. So we are going to be in a huge tent,
which is so cool.
So exciting.
It's
the energy
really cool.
of the revival and Cirque du Soleil and all that. So it's the Broadway tent and it's in Grandscape, the Colony, Texas.
Cool.
And performances start May 5th, And opening night is the 18th.
18th of May.
Yes.
Okay, so people can get tickets online?
Yes, Ticketmaster, or go to historythemusical.com and get tickets.
And if they want to listen to the music now, you can go ahead and go to YouTube.
Yeah, it's on Spotify, Apple Music, everything. Just look up His Story the Musical and you'll hear the original soundtrack. Wow. And it's been changed a little to fit the stage, but...
Wow. So are you in the musical?
I'm in the original soundtrack, but we're getting a new cast, which we're actually doing auditions February 11th.
Wow. So
if anyone's interested in auditioning, look up History Auditions.
Well, it's perfect timing because this is coming out first week of February. So if you feel the Lord calling you, go get this done because it is going to be really, really incredible. Mm-hmm. Well, that is so cool. And I would say it's unbelievable, but I've seen God do that in my life and my friends' lives. And when you do something with the Lord, you got to expect the miraculous, you know, you expect the unbelievable. And I just love it. We were praying right before here this, and I said in my prayer, I was like, God, and it stuck out to me because I don't normally pray that, but I was like, God, it's so significant that you don't get smaller because we're younger. You know, you're the same big God in all of us. And I was thinking that the other day about our small town. Like, we live in a small town, and I think that sometimes when you live in a small town, you can get small-minded and think, you know, well, that's not gonna happen here because this is a small town. But God doesn't shrink in your small town. God is just as big no matter where you are. Just like you're in the Ukraine, you can be wherever you are, you can be whatever age, and God doesn't get down to your level. He stays at His level.
Yeah.
And are you willing to say, God, I want to be where you're at?
Yeah.
Which is going to cause me to have faith.
Because
I can't do any of this without faith. So
That's
I want to talk to you about about just like faith and prayer too. What has that looked like throughout this whole journey? Because I know you've had a lot of things work out, but were there moments in this that you thought, what's next?
Okay, the big struggle of this whole thing is kind of a similar thing to what you went through, is it's strange because I don't feel like a shy person naturally, but when it came to publicly speaking or showing my songs, I would just get really bad anxiety about that. Like, there was this one time where, my family, my dad came to me and he's like, hey, we want to do a couple songs, fly some of the singers out and do a couple songs at church for a Good Friday service. Mm-hmm. And I just like started breaking down just in tears, just sobbing and having a panic attack because I was like, but I didn't understand why I was so anxious about it. But that was just what happened to me. And I remember just being like, I was like, why do I have to deal with this? Like, why does this have to be this thorn in my flesh where I have this thing and it's a gift from God, but then I just have this, it feels like this anxiety is so against me trying to hold me back. And I just went out to the balcony in our house and I just said, God, like, what do you want me to do? And God just spoke very clearly to me, just the story of Moses, how he said to God, I can't speak, I have a speech impediment, whatever. And God was like, who made mouth? It was me. But then Moses still didn't quite surrender, and God had to give Aaron to be his spokesperson. And I remember God speaking to me and saying, like, I could give you Aaron, or you can see what Moses never saw.
Wow.
And I was like, I was like, okay, God, I was like, even if I just get so embarrassed and I just have a, you know, I just break down on stage or something like that, I'd rather be in your will. You know, I'd rather be with you and trying to live out the fullness of your will, like in my weakness, in your strength, than like surrender to my fear. And that was so hard, but I had to do it. And I was like, I just want the fullness of God. Like, even if it just humbles me to the point where I'm just humiliated, like I would rather give God the chance to show His glory. And the crazy thing is, every time there's been something that like I would be so afraid of doing, like that Good Friday service, we did it. And like the Spirit just came over me with peace, just like right before.
Wow.
And then the next thing happened and I would be nervous all the way up until the date. And then the Spirit would just come over me with peace.
Wow.
And so every time it's just gotten easier, and I'm just, it just gets me emotional because like God was so faithful to me. And I feel like I really am seeing like freedom from that. And like, I'm really seeing what Moses never saw, like freedom in my voice through the Spirit. So I feel like that's just surrendering to God instead of fear has been the biggest thing in my life in this journey.
That is so cool. I'm smiling ear to ear because I can't even tell you, like, it's like sounds like unbelievable that that is almost the same word the Lord gave me. I read Moses. I read the story of Moses. And that was some of the first messages I preached on was Moses because I was preaching it to myself when I was up there. And specifically the part when God and when Moses is like, who am I? Who am I? And I love how God says, like, I am who I am. And I always thought about how, like, we get so focused on who are we, Lord, that we could do that. I have anxiety. I'm nervous. I'm insecure. I have all stuff. But it's not about who you are. It's not about you being dyslexic or you never writing before, you not knowing the chords. It's actually that the great I am is with you. And that, like, changed my perspective of, oh, it's actually not about me. It's about you. I'm being sent. But when I go back, they're going to see you and not me. And it is so cool because it's like when Moses came back to where he used to be, Moses was a different person because Moses is with the Lord now. So he has power he didn't have before. He has confidence he didn't have before. So that's like where you used to write songs that weren't that great and now you write songs that are incredible. It's because you went back with the Lord. Where I used to speak messages that were awkward and way shorter than they're supposed to be. Now I go back with the Holy Spirit. But the other thing that I used to pray before I would go on stage, I would literally pray this. And you just said it. I would say, God, I would rather be humiliated. I would rather people laugh. I'd rather be humiliated than be disobedient to you. And so I will awkwardly walk out there and let you do your work. But it was so true. I would get nervous all the way up until. And when I would go on stage, I would not be nervous at all. I would feel so covered by the Spirit that it would almost, like you said, he would give you the words. It was like he so gave me the words that I would tell my family. I tell my husband this all the time. It's like I don't have a brain pattern when I'm up there. It's like I'm not even trying. It's like the Lord just like, boom, like speaks. And I always describe it like this feeling where, have you ever been skydiving?
No.
Okay, so I went skydiving and it just reminds me of like speaking because there's this moment where you're about to jump off the plane and it's like, what the heck am I doing? This is so scary. Why am I doing this? And I feel like that sometimes when you're walking up on stage or you're walking up to do the thing God's calling you to do that, you're so nervous and you're like, I have no idea what this is going to feel like. I have no idea how I'm going to do this. But the amazing thing about skydiving is you actually don't have to do anything because you're attached to someone who's doing all the work. Because this person is the expert. You just have to be still. So they literally lean, they rock, and they rock you off the plane. And the first 5 to 10 seconds feels absolutely chaotic. You're like, like you're just like completely falling through the sky. Like you're literally falling. And then all of a sudden, the person pulls the first chute and it's like you catch the wind. And then it's like the most beautiful. Like I remember I said the whole way down, like if you can hear me on like my little GoPro, I'm like, Jesus, Jesus, this is so cool. Like I was like having such a like spiritual moment and it's just beautiful. And the place that you would think there would be the most fear, you're falling through the sky, you feel the most peace. You feel like you're above all your fears. It's like so cool. And you're not doing anything. You're guided by the person behind you. And I'm like, that's what it feels like to go with God. It's gonna feel scary. You might feel like, I don't know what I'm doing. This is a little crazy. But when the Spirit catches you and you just let Him guide you all the way down, it is the best feeling in the world. You get to be a part of something you can never do on your own. And you're above. It's like it says, even like as the heavens are above the earth, like it's like so are God's plans for you. Like so are God's thoughts for you. Like it's the best feeling in the world. So hearing your story makes me smile so big because it's so much like my story. But really, it's just what it looks like when you walk in His story. You know, like truly.
That's so true.
It's what it looks like. And so for those listening, this is not specific to her and I. The coincidence in our stories is no coincidence at all. It's the same prayer of here I am, God. Send me, Lord. Use me. If you're going to move in my generation, I want to be a part. If you're going to do something cool, let me be just in the wind of it. Let me be in the wake of it. And so I just think this is so encouraging to so many people for so many reasons. I got to ask you, and I don't like this question sometimes. So here at Take It With a Grain of Salt, because you have something big coming up in May. You're about to do the thing you pray for years. But do you have other dreams, other things that you're working on? Because I don't like when people are like, what are you doing next? And I'm like, what about right now? Like, this is cool. So I'm not asking what's next, but I'm just asking, is there more in your heart?
There's actually lots next. Right after I finished writing His Story, I just started on the next musical. So I've actually, over the last, summer, I recorded another musical called Of Ashes.
Wow.
So keep your eye out for it. It's the story of the woman caught in adultery and the leper in the Bible.
Wow.
So it's like this backstory biblical historical fiction musical.
Cool.
It's totally sang through. Story of David, of Hosea.
I'm so excited.
I'm just getting obsessed with writing Bible musicals.
Wow.
So I'm doing that. So I'll probably just keep writing musicals for a while.
Wow, I love it. Oh my gosh, I love it. I just had to ask because I'm like, this is just the beginning. And I think a lot of times people think if they do something really cool or powerful, it's like, oh, well, like, am I always going to be known for that one thing? But like, no, God goes from glory to glory to glory.
Yeah.
Like, He keeps going. He has infinite ideas, you know?
Yeah.
And so if you stick with Him, you'll continue to have new ideas. And the Bible is so big, you can continue to search.
Oh, yeah. And I just love it. But the main thing is, it's like, Jesus is my dream.
It's awesome.
It's not... I don't really feel so much pressure. I mean, maybe I did in the beginning to like make something great and then keep making more things great and like whatever, because it's just like, I just love being with Jesus.
Yeah.
And like whatever God's doing, whether it's big or small, like that's just what I love to be part of. So
it's awesome. It's powerful, friend. I don't know if you saw this on social media, but this guy, he's like a comedian. He posted this like 5 days ago, and my husband showed it to me. It was so funny. And he was doing that roll call, like, Shabuya, Shasha, Shabuya, roll call. And he was like, my name is Paul. Yeah, I used to be Saul. Yeah. And it was like so funny.
No way.
I was like reading his comments because they were hilarious. And people were like, we need more of this so we can learn the Bible characters. And I'm like, you are doing that. Like, you wrote these songs like for people to learn the Bible characters. So if you watch that viral video, look no further than right here, His Story Musical.
His Story the Musical.
You have social media, right? What's your Instagram handle?
Anna Miriam Brown.
Anna Miriam Brown. Y'all follow along her story. I'm telling you, she is incredible. Obviously, you just got to get to know her for 40 minutes and can just see just what God's doing in her life. But really just the heart posture of a 22-year-old saying, here I am, God. I want to be a part of what you're doing. And what God did in her life is incredible. And I know what God's going to do in your life with that prayer is going to be incredible too. So y'all go check out His Story, the musical, and definitely get tickets to go May 18th. Also, like she said, if you're an actor, an actress, you're in musical theater stuff and you want to be a part of this, maybe check out the auditions. That could be a great next step. But just get involved with what's happening in this life, because as she said, God does something in a generation that we want to be a part of. And sometimes we're not the leader of it. Maybe she's leading this movement. That doesn't mean you can't get behind it and be a part of it. And I think it is so important that as the church, we support the church and we support what God's doing in our generation. So go follow along, go get involved. And I'm just so excited to see all that's going to come from this, His Story, and the musicals to come and in your life. So thanks
for
being on the podcast.
Thank you so much.
Yes.